You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, continuing on with Don't Fall Asleep, because the church is sleeping out there. And I'm asking, begging everybody to wake up, because the closer we get to Jesus' return, the worse it's going to be. You know, God's not fair according to the world's standards. Well, suck it up, buttercup, and get over it. God promises us so many things, so many blessings, but he requires things from us if he's going to do this for us. You know, I love my granddaughter, one of my granddaughters, very much. She's very close to me and my wife. And there's a lot that I have done for her in her life. But I require some things for her. And the minute she stops doing the things that I require, the minute that she starts giving me the finger and refusing to do the things that, you know, the standards that I've set that she needs to observe, that's when I stop helping her. And that's the same way it goes with God. That doesn't mean I wouldn't love her. That doesn't mean that I wouldn't agonize over her problems and any things that she needs help with, but I'm going to withhold it to teach her a lesson. And that's what God does with us. We're created in his image. We are doing the things that he does. You know, so as far as the world's standards, who gives a rat's behind about the world's standards? Jesus tells us that he doesn't treat us all the same when it comes to being ready for his coming. Luke 12:45, it says, "But if that servant says in his heart, 'My master is delaying his coming,' and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and be drunk, and the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and an hour where he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with unbelievers. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he who did not know yet committed things deserving of stripes shall be beaten with few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more." In other words, the more you know, the closer you are with him, the more he holds us accountable. It's that simple. You know, you have different standards for a 30-year-old child than you do for a 3-year-old child. You don't expect the 3-year-old child to perform at the level that the 30-year-old child does, because they simply don't know. Our Father does the same with us. So if he has called you, if he has opened your eyes, if he has shown you things, if he has offered you a relationship and the ability to enter into a covenant with him, and you refuse to do it, you decide that you're going to give him the finger and do it your way and not his, it's not going to go good with you when he returns. He loves us, but his patience has an end to it. Please get on your knees and repent. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.